Tuesday night, Shmaitza Shir, Yud Ches Adar Aleph. We're in Shmaitza Aleph Perek Gimel. And I see all the Achronim, just to finish up, they all explain the Ran in different ways, but they all say that the Shmaitza's Kasha on the Rambam, it's not fair, so they all weigh in with that. The Stipler, who explains the Ran, that the Ran just means if the Ned is relevant or not, and the Shari Yosher also says basically the same thing. He gives more of a different shot than the Ran. Kovitz Biurim, also they all say the same thing. Avada the Ned is not Chal if it's Yoim, and it's Chal if it's Laila, and it's just a question of going Lekulo, Lechumra, Rav Cheshmaitza, that's Rav Scheinberg. Rav Cheshmaitza, he's Mechalik, he says, the Ran's talking about a Shvua, which is an Isagavra, and maybe there's a chilek between Isagavra and Isachevza. Okay, let's go weiter. Venira Liyashev, the Shmaitza himself will say a teretz, a very interesting teretz. It's somewhat complicated because it has to do with the kishgiz of the sugyam of Metzia that he has the kasha from. Lefimai de Isa Shom B'Shas Perakama de Metzia, that sugya, that's called the sugya of Tokfa Koyen, a very, very famous, difficult sugya. Baha de Boyala. Okay, the Gemara asks the following question. We're talking about, let's say, two people are holding a talis, and each one saying it's mine, and we're going with the assumption that if one of them grabs it, he could keep it. You know, it's a sofek whose it is. This has to do with sfeikus, and the inyan of tfisa, grabbing something when there's a sofek, and thereby making yourself a muchzor, that we now turn to the other person and say, Hamotzei mechaver levaraya, but you grabbed it after there was already a suffix. That's called a very famous problem. The words that it's called, the name of that is tfiso la'achesh enolad ha-suffix. You grabbed it, and others say, okay, Hamotzei mechaver levaraya, but you're both holding on to it, so you split it. But we don't really know whose it is, but it's suffix. And if we say Hamotzei mechaver levaraya, so you say, okay, now I have it. I grabbed it from you. Now you can't get it back. Normally, if I grab something from you, so I'm perceived as a ganav. I have to give it back to you. You don't need the level of proof. These guys are very important. I mean, this is. You don't need the level of proof to be motzi from me. The level of proof that would normally be needed, what's called Hamotzei mechaver levaraya, even though I'm holding on to it and you want to be motzi it from me, because if it's known and it was seen that I grabbed it from you, so I'm a ganav, I have to give it back to you. You don't need any proof at all. If I grab something from you openly in front of Beis Din, in front of witnesses, and they say I grabbed it from you, so you don't have to prove it's yours. You don't have to say Hamotzei mechaver levaraya that it's yours. No, we don't say that. We say that the grabber is perceived as a ganav. Now, that's if we assume it's yours. I grabbed it from you, and there's an assumption it's yours because of chazaka, cheskes momen. It's called chazaka koma shetachas yerodim shalohu. So I'm perceived as a ganav. Let's say we don't know whose it is. We know that we don't know. So it's called the Drora de Mamona. We know that we don't know whose it is. So now, this is what the sugi of Tukfa Koyen is about. Now I grab it from you. So maybe I'm a ganav, maybe I'm not. We don't know, because who said it's yours? Maybe it's mine. We know that suffix exists. It's a tfisa la'achar shenolad ha-suffix. It's a tfisa means I grabbed it, after we already know that we don't know whose it is. So now that's the sugyum of Metzia called Tokfa Koen. Motzi in Miyodo, we take it away from him, and we say you have to return it to the status quo situation, to the situation that was when we were both holding on to it. Or what? It's not, forget the word Koen. It's talking about a Suffolk by a Bechor, or Petach Hamor, it's not okay of the fact that it's a Kohen. It's any time money is Besofek, and we know it's Besofek, and now I want to create facts. By grabbing it, you will now be Hamotzi Mechaver of Araya. Is that, can I do that? Can I accomplish that you're the Motzi? In fact, and then you could grab it back from me. And nobody proved it's theirs. So now I'm the Motzi, and we can keep grabbing it back and forth, and each one could be the Motzi. Or do we say no? Once we know it's a Safek, so my grabbing cannot create facts, and therefore, that's called Tukfa Kohen Motzi and Miyado. We take it away from him. Tukfa Kohen Ein Motzi and Miyado means we let him have it, and he's the Muchsim. Now, the Gemara in Bamatzia assumes Imtin Tzolaymar, if we say Tukfa Echad B'Faneinu Ein Motzi and also Miyado, meaning he becomes a muchzuk, we let him become a muchzuk. Higdisha below tokfa mahu. Let's say he did not grab it, but he said, I raised a hektish. He made it hektish. He verbally, orally, said it should be hektish.
Even though there was a suffix on it.
While they're both holding it. So now, kiv and the omar mar, since there's a din, ami rosa le gavoa kimisi rosa le hedyot, when you say something should be hektish, it becomes hektish as surely as if in kinyanim between people I handed it to you. So making something hektish verbally is like I handed it to hektish. Ami rosa le gavoa is kimisi rosa le hedyo, like you handed it over to a commoner. So it's command to talk for dummy. So the Gemara says, you know what? Saying it should be, we're both holding on to something, and I said, harezu hektish. So that's as good as if I grabbed it. And we say, because making something hektish is as powerful as handing it over to hektish. So maybe it's powerful in this sense too, that now you are the motzi.
But are you even allowed to make something hektish?
We're not talking about allowed. I'm not allowed to grab it either, maybe, but I did. And once I grabbed it, you're the motzi. And now we're saying, I didn't grab it. And we're going with the assumption that had I grabbed it, I would be able to keep it. Because you would be the Motzi Mechaver all of Araya. But I didn't grab it, I was Makdish it. But we have a rule that the Makdish is as powerful as grabbing. So that's what the Gemara wants to know. That's the Gemara's question. And the Gemara, what?
Before this Hagdish thing, the guy grabs it.
We're going, yeah, of course. The people arguing about it are claiming it's theirs.
So what does it mean we have a suffix? Suffix we don't know what
we don't know. We know it's a drawer of the Mamona. We know it's a suffix whose it is. Each one claims it's his, and we are Mesupik.
So the guy made a Hegdish, he didn't fully grab it.
He did not grab it. Instead of grabbing it, he made it into Hegdish. That's not what he asked, Gronda, but that's a good question. And that's what the Gemara is asking. Since that is the Iboya of the Gemara. Since we don't know it's not yours, and you have a koach to grab it, so now maybe instead of grabbing it, you made it hektish, and we have a rule that Amirosa Lugavoa Kimisirosa Lahedyot, so you're making it hektish. Is as powerful as grabbing it, just like you have a koach to grab it, so you maybe have a koach to make it hektish. Or do we say no? If you grab it, you could grab it, because now you're the muchzuk and he's the motzi. But until you grab it, you have nothing, or you don't have more than half. We don't know that it's yours. That's exactly the Gemara's kasha. Now, okay. Uposhet la, the Gemara in Bav Metzia is poshet the Shaila, that it is like grabbing it from the Gemara we're dealing with till now in the Shmaitza. Midetran Sofek Bechoros, if you have a Sofek Bechor and you're not sure if you have to give it to the Kayan or not, and the din is, Amoitu Mechaver of Araya, Echad Bechor Adam, Echad Bechor Behem, Amoitu Mechaver of Araya, Betani Allah, but it says, Asurin Begizav Avoda. that we assume or we're afraid or we're choshesh that it has kedushas b'chor. Now, the Gemara thinks it has a raya. V'ha'ochor de Omar tokfah kohen ein motziyin miyado. Right? We're going with the assumption that if the kohen would grab it, he could keep it. He would now be the muchzuk, and the Yisrael would be a motzi mechver of a raya. But he didn't grab it. V'chilo tokfah, but still we say, asura b'gizo v'avoda. And the Gemara thought in the Havamina that the reason it's also Begizu Vavoda is because of the Koach HaKohen to grab it. The Koach HaKohen to grab it gives him certain rights in it, and therefore, since the we don't know whose it is, we don't know if it's a Bechor. If it's a Bechor, it belongs to the Kohen. If it's not a Bechor, it doesn't belong to the Kohen. It's a Suffolk Bechor. But we say that if the Kohen would grab it, he would be able to keep it. That means the Kohen has certain rights. He has a right to grab it. We see it as, you know, it's enough his, so to speak, that if he would grab it, he would keep it. So the Gemara thought that the Giza, it's also Begiza Avoda because of the Kohen's rights to keep it. So the Gemara thought it had a proof that, just like here we say, that the right to grab it makes it Kadosh. So that's why the Gemara thought you could prove that if the guy, not by Bukhar, would actually be makdish it, even before he grabbed it, but the right to grab it also gives him a right to be makdish it. Just like here, the right to grab it gives it kedushas Bukhar. Now the Gemara answers, v'dochi lo rova, rova says it's no raya, kedushas Bukhar ka'amrit. Lo'ilam e'malach tukfah koyin metziyin osu miyado. Even if you would take it away from the koyin if he grabbed it, it would still be Osur V'Gizu V'Avoda. The Kedusha Habo Me'eleha, shiny. This is a Kedusha that's Chal automatically, the Kedusha's Bechor. This Kedusha Bechor is not Chal because the Kohen made it Kadosh. Even if the Kohen would have no monetary rights to this animal, even if we would say that if he grabbed it, he should have to give it back. He has zero monetary rights here. Still it would be Osur V'Gizu V'Avoda. Because Gizu Avoda is automatic. It's either a Bechor or it's not a Bechor. If it's a Bechor, it's also Gizu Avoda. It's not like over there in our case with the talus, with the two people holding on to it, that the fellow is Makdashit. Then we say your Koach to be Makdashit is dependent on your Koach to grab it. You have a Koach to grab it, you may be able to be Makdashit. You don't have a Koach to grab it, you don't have a Koach to be Makdashit. But you can't prove anything from this case of Bechor, where it's also Begizu Avoda, because the Isser Gizu Avoda does not come from your Koach to be Makdashit. It's a Kedusha that's Chal automatically on the side that it's yours. So that's the Gemara. Bayin Shem B'Shita Mekubetzes, L'Kshita Bob Metziah and Bob Metziah, Meforish Lo explains, the Poshet Mehoda Tokfakoyen Ein Moitziah Miyado. The Gemara thought it had a proof, because the Gemara thought the Mishamachi also begins with Avoda. The Gemara thought it was also begins with Avoda. The Chivin the Yesh V'Kohen Chelik Bo Kol Kach. He has such monetary rights to it. The Im Tokfo Ein Mitzi and Miyado. We would let him keep it. The Kach Chalag Yesh also begins with Avoda. That's what I just explained to you. That the Gemara's Havamina was that the Isser Gizu of Avoda is because of the Kohen's monetary right to grab it. And then the Gemara says, nah. And therefore we would extrapolate from that, that whoever has a monetary right could grab it, could make it Kadosh. And therefore we would extrapolate that the person who has a right to grab the talus, let's say, could be Makdashit. And we would prove our original question, can he be Makdashit or not? But since you have no proof, we're talking about that you have a Koach to be, make it Hekdish, which is a result of your monetary rights. So who says, before you exercise those monetary rights, maybe you have nothing in it. Who says you can be makdashit, like your question. But Bechor, it's automatic. I'm not making it hektish. It's not kadosh because of my monetary rights. It's kadosh because it's a Bechor, it was born first. So you don't have a raya. That's the Gemara that the Shmaitzer brings down. Now he says, Yeah, Vadas or Rambam?
Give Rabbi.
What?
Gemara doesn't talk about Rabbi. Stop.
Yeah. Vadas or Rambam. The Rambam, in a famous psak, one of the more famous Rambams, Paskins, the top for Kohen, ain't motzi in miyada. Even though the gist of the sugya there would seem to come out, that if the Kohen grabs it, you do take it away from him, but the Rambam, Paskins, top for Kohen, ain't motzi in miyada. And that's a general rule for all sfeikas. The Rambam seems to Paskin, if you grab it, you can keep it. We're talking about suffix now, not something that's not yours. And you grab it because you say it's yours. You can't grab it. You have to give it back.
But what gives you the right to grab it if there's a suffix already?
Because that's the sugya, which we're not learning. But the mechanical rationale is that since the din is hamosu mechaber levaraya, so I grab it, and now you want to be motzi it from me, so I can say, well, prove it. Now you're the motzi. The fact would be, according to that, you could grab it. And now I'm the motzi. And we could grab it back and forth. But if I don't grab it, and I take you to Bezdin, and I say, here's mine, the Bezdin says, no, I'm sorry. I'm motzi mechaber levaraya. You are saying over the other tzad, the way the Gemara seems to conclude, that grabbing doesn't help. Once we know it's a suffix, that's a lock. You know, that's a lock. And now you can't change the facts on the ground. You can't create facts on the ground by grabbing it.
As they say, nine tenths of the law is possesses nine tenths of the law.
Well, I don't know what the goyim mean by that, but we certainly.
You can be a muktzah just for like grabbing it for 1 second. You're a muktzah.
Yeah, yeah. But again, I want to stress: if I grab something that we always assumed was yours, then I can't say prove it's yours because now I'm the muktzah, you're the motzi. If I grab something that we assume is yours, I'm perceived as a ganav, and I have to give it back. The whole thing is talking about where I grabbed something that it's a suffix who it belongs to. If I grab something that is assumed to be yours, then I'm assumed to be a ganav, and I have to give it back.
Muxa means you have it, so you assume it was always yours, right?
Muxa. Right, that's why.
Well, here we saw that he got it now.
You're saying very good. You're raising the whole. This is why the sugi of Tukfa Kohen, motzi and miyado, or ein motzi and miyado, gets you into the kishkes of the nature of cheskes momen. Because of this point you just raised, it's cheskes momen and the nature of araya, that because you have it, it's yours. In which case it would be ludicrous to say, Tukfa Kohen, ein motzi and miyado. Or is a motzi mechaveral of araya much less than that? It just says, I have it. Possession is nine-tenths of the law. You want to take it away from me, you have to prove your case. I don't have to prove it's mine, you have to prove it's yours. I'm holding on to it. And again, I keep repeating it. It's all because I'm not perceived as a ganav, because we didn't know who it was when I grabbed it. This is the sugya. If you want to know, there's a whole sefer called Kuntshus HaSfeikus, written by a brother of the Tzais. An entire sefer written about this your point you made and other points and back and forth. The Shach wrote an entire sefer, and the name of the sefer, Shach and Chesha Mishpat, wrote an entire sefer, and the name of the sefer is, I don't know, Tukfa Kohen. The Shach wrote a famous sefer called Tukfa Kohen. That's the name of the sefer.
But isn't it an issue though if
we're doing in 3 minutes. This is one of the sugyas in Shas, and it has its ramifications in what's the nature of cheskes momen, what's the nature of a geneva, what's the nature of a suffix, what's the nature of grabbing. It has its tentacles, and this is Tukfa Kohen. It's like you just say Tukfa Kohen, people cringe. Yeah.
But the matter of even if it is suffix and if grabbing it, even if that is if that confers ownership, okay?
You just took a leap. You might be right, but we're trying to be minimalist. We wouldn't say it confers ownership. It places the burden of proof on the other person.
If you're allowed to make it hektish, it's conferring ownership. You can't make something hektish that's not yours.
Okay, we can't go into this now. That's a good point. It's a good point. We just can't go into this now. The Shmaitzer touches on one of the most biggest Shas Sugyas, because he just wants to make a point. I'm trying to explain it to you, so we have to enter into this. We have to get our feet wet. But, you know, we could close the Shmites and say, okay, we're changing again. We're learning the Sugi of Tukfa Kohen, and that's it for the next year. Okay, but, so the Tzoyis has the following line of reasoning. He says, the Rambam Paskin Tukfa Kohen ain't Motzi and Miyado. I'm speaking out, this is one of the famous Shvera Rambams, because the Sugi's Maskona seems to be, we do not let him grab it. But the Rambam Paskin, we do let him grab it. And of course, this is by every suffix. The fact Kohen is not Nogea. Like, every suffix you can grab it and keep it till the other person, and now the burden of proof, the question of where's the burden of proof? Now the burden of proof is on the other person, because he, Lemaisa, wants to take it away from you. Now, says the Shmaisa, that means the Rambam can hold like the Havamina. Very big chap. Remember, the Havamina was that the Isser Giza Va'avoda of this Sufek Bechor was because of the Kohen's monetary rights in the object. That we looked at it, that since he could grab it, so even before he grabs it, we perceive him to have certain monetary rights in the object, and as a result of those monetary rights, it's also Begiza Va'avoda. The Gemara's Dechia is that, you know, even if Tukfa Kohen would be Motzi and Miyado, and he would have no monetary rights, it would still be Osir Begiza Va'avoda, because it's Kedusha Habo Me'eleha. It's not Kadosh because of the Kohen's monetary rights, it's also because it might be Kadosh, it might be a Bechor. Says the Shmaitza, but the Rambam, how should I say it, could hold that the dynamic of the Isser of Giza Vavoda is the Havamina's dynamic. That it's also Giza Vavoda because of the Kohen's right to grab it. Because the Rambam holds Lamaskana, the Kohen could grab it. So he has, in other words, what the Shmaitza is saying is that the Gemara's answer of Kedusha Abo Me'aleo Shaini is not necessarily a statement of truth, but it's a statement to say you have no raya. But once you hold Tukfa Kohen is Ein Motzi and Miyado, like the Havamina, then maybe the explanation of Osir Begizav Avoda is also the Havamina's explanation. Not because it's automatically Kadosh, but because of the monetary rights of the Kohen. That's an interesting chap of the Shmaitza. Normally when you learn the Gemara, you learn that the Gemara is saying that the Isser Gizav Avoda is because it's automatic and it has nothing to do with the Kohen's monetary rights. The Gemara is saying, whoops, I made a mistake. That the Isser Gizav Avoda is not because of the Kohen's monetary rights, but it's automatic on its own. The Shmaitza is sort of playing a trick here. They're making a good chap. He's saying, no, the Gemara just was Dolcha the Raya. Once the Rambam Paskins Tukfa Kohen ain't Motzi and Miyado, then the Rambam might hold, like the Havamina, that the Isser Giza Vavoda is a Totsa'ah, is a ramification of the Kohen's monetary rights. So what? Now, says the Tzoyis, says the Shmaitza, Mishmochi also begins with Avoda Min HaTorah, because of the cheshman, the hektish havalei ketokfo, making something hektish is like you grabbed it, you're using your monetary rights. Vimkein, shaper porich, ilema sofik b'choros, ye kodosh v'lo shekvar kodosh. What did we ask? Let's see if this works. Let's try to understand the Shmaitza. The Gemara said that Sofek Bechor cannot enter the corral to be Meiser, Behema, or to be part of the Meiser count, because Yiyeh Kadosh V'lo Shekvar Kadosh. And even if it's only a Sofek Kadosh, but Asiri Vadai V'lo Asiri Sofek. What did the Shmaitza ask? Shmaitza asked, according to the Rambam, Sofek Yoraisa Lekula, so then, based on the Tshuva Saran, we'll say the words that the Shmaitza uses, so it's as good as not Kadosh. You're allowed to do Gizu Avod. So it's Chulin. We look at it as Chulin. Why in the world cannot it go into the deer into the corral is aser. What's the Gemara's problem? We paskin it says lakula, right? Now, Sais is now answering, because the Rambam holds that it's also begizu v'avoda, not because of suffik deraisa l'chumra. Rambam holds suffik deraisa l'kula. Rambam holds suffik deraisa l'kula. But the reason it's also begizu v'avoda is not midrabanon, which you would expect. Oh, that's what the Rambam holds. It's only midrabanon. So what's the Gemara talking about? Why can't it enter the deer lehasaser? He says the Shmaitzer. It's also begizu v'avoda not because of the din of suffik deraisa l'chumra. The Rambam holds suffik deraisa l'kula. It's also begizu v'avoda because the Kohen has monetary rights to grab it. Since the Kohen is allowed to grab it according to the Rambam, so that's why it's also begizu v'avoda, because of the Kohen's monetary rights to grab it, which was the Gemara's Havamina.
Because it's a suffer.
Because it's a suffer, but because of his monetary rights to grab it. Not because of the Isser Dika Din, the Isser Din of suffik deraisa l'chumra. No, suffik deraisa l'kula. And the Rambam, I don't understand the Gemara. Why can't it go l'dir l'hisaser? That's the Gemara. Gosh, it's Shumas Haran. If it's l'kula and l'diraisa, it's mutter begizu v'avoda. So it's like chulin. Why can't it go l'dir l'hisaser? Says the Tzais, bingo. Because according to the Rambam, and when you go through the whole sugya, it turns out there's another reason why it might be also begizu v'avoda. Not because of suffik and suffik deraisa l'chumra, but because of the Kohen's monetary rights to grab it. Ah, and the Rambam Taka holds like that, Lamaskanos HaGemara, that the Kohen could grab it. So Mamelo says the Shmaitza, boom, if the Kohen could grab it, so we can go back to the perspective of the Havamina of the Gemara. We're not locked into the Maskana of the Gemara as the flow of the Gemara goes. The Rambam Lamaskana is one of the difficulties that the Rambam seems to paskin like the Havamina, not the Maskana, but that's not our concern now. So the Rambam paskins stuck, that's a given. The Rambam paskins stuck for Kohen Ein Motzi and Miyado. That's a given, according to the Shita Mukubetzes that the Shmaitzer brings down. If you hold tuk for Kohen Ein Motzi and Miyado, the Gemara thought that the Isser Giza Vavoda is a ramification of the Kohen's monetary rights, not a din of Suffolk L'chumra. Says the Shmaitzer, what a chap. So the Rambam Lishitoso can explain the din on his own, that it is also begizu v'avoda, and the Melech can't enter the deer lehis aser, because it's like kadosh.
But his monetary rights are based on, it is a bachor.
Maybe it's a bachor. Yes, sir.
Right.
Okay.
So he's saying I'm basing it on the potential, not on the actuarial.
I'm basing it on the Kohen. He's going with the Shita Mekubetzes that the Kohen has a right to grab it, and if he grabbed it, he could keep it, and that gives him certain monetary rights, and those monetary rights are enough to make the animal also begizu v'avoda, which was precisely the Havamina of the Gemara. He's just saying that the Rambam's L'maskana P'sak is matim with the Gemara's Havamina, and therefore the Rambam has no need to say that it's also begizu v'avoda because of suffek, and then you got a problem with the Rambam holds suffek deraisa l'kula, so it's only midrabanon, so why can't it go into the deer lehisaser? The Rambam has a whole new reason. A whole new reason why it's also begizu v'avoda, because the Kohen could grab it, and the Kohen has certain monetary rights. Let's finish this paragraph. Avo, he's going to complete the circle. Avo das Rambam v'harashba, the Tosfos v'harash, they hold l'maskana the tuk for Kohen. Motzian also miyoda, the Kohen has no monetary rights. So if the Kohen has no monetary rights, please tell me, why is it also begizu v'avoda? Because l'maskana it's also begizu v'avoda, not because of the Kohen's monetary rights, but because it might be a bechor. They hold suffik deraisa l'chumra. They're cool. The Rambam's cool. Everybody's good. V'imkein einu elo suffik iser. V'imkein had also begizu v'avoda einu elo mishum the kedusha habo me'eleh ha'shayni. Because of the way the Gemara's Maskana is. This is not a Kedusha that's there as a ramification of the Kohen's monetary rights. This is Kedusha Abo Me'eleo, it's automatic. If it's a Bechor, it's Asur. V'imkein enu elo Sofek Isser. The name of the Minat Torah Mutter, Imkeinenu Kodesh Klal, Kinnun Yotze Lechulen, Lohavi Asiri Sofing, Al Asiri Vadai, El Al Korchok Mukhruch Kishitosom, they, Lishitosom, have a riot to their Shita, that's Sofing the Rice of Lechumra. The Sofing also Minat Torah, Lohavi Asiri Sofing, the Kvar Kodosh Mi Sofing, the Doig. So we have like a beautiful Lishitosom here. The Rashba, and Tosfos, and the Ramban, they look at the Gemara and they say, oh, we look, Sofik Derais al-Khumra, because it can't go into the Dir Lehisaser, because Yeh Kodosh Velo Shekvar Kodosh. And if the Rambam were right, then it would be able to go into the Dir Lehisaser, because it's like Chulin. That's, but the Rambam said, my good friends, you're only saying that because you hold talk for Kohen, Motsi and Miyado, that the Kohen has no monetary rights. But I held that Suffolk, the talk for Kohen, ain't Motsi and Miyado. I held the Kohen has monetary rights, the Rambam. And therefore I could learn that the reason it's also begins with Avoda is because of the Kohen's monetary rights, like the Havamin of the Gemara. I don't need the din of Suffolk the Rice of the Chumra. I have the din of Tukfa Kohen, Ein Motzi and Miyado. The Kohen could grab it.
That makes it Kodosh?
That was the Gemara's Havamina. Remember? That was the Gemara's Havamina. That was explicit in the Gemara that the Kohen's monetary rights are the reason it's also Begizu Vavoda.
That makes it Kodosh?
That is Sofek, at least Sofek Kodosh. At least Sofek Kodosh.
I mean, the original question of the Gemara is like a brain teaser. Here you have a rule, a sirivaya, right? And then the Gemara's question is, what's the suffix mutter to go on the deer? It's like a contradiction, it's like a riddle.
What, right? What is this?
I got to tell you now.
Glasses.
Oh.
It works very good.
I was about to make myself some hot water and put it in.
No, the rubber, tastes like lemon.
Those glasses are not clean.
I know, I want to thank you. But I want to thank you. In fact, because of you, I went into a knit, and I got my own. So I want to thank you.
Right. This sometimes is handy on the road. You know,
I got that when I bought my glasses from them.
Thank
wherever you.
You
want.
No, I've got the same thing.
It worked so well that you were the spur for me to get this from a knit. In fact, I got two of them, and I keep one at home. Ooh, wow.
Did they charge you or they gave you free?
A knit's very high class. They got me back when I paid for my glasses.
Yeah, yeah.
They were very, I didn't know they had a branch here.
Oh, yeah.
Very high class store. American type service.
They do a very good job.
They do a very good job. This, okay, we'll stop here. I got multifocals. Now I went to Nickel, I have multifocals.
Mm-hmm.
Normally I wouldn't go to such a fancy store. But multifocals, it's very, very adin. And I wanted a very adin work. They didn't even do it, they sent out. But Japan, I think, makes it or whatever.
Yeah, Fuki lenses.
So,
Off the German people.